Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. We're getting out of Siman Kuf Lamed Hey. You have to know. If you want to be a gabbai, man, these are the halakos you have to know. You know? Someone's going to want an aliyah. They're going to come with an ufruf, with a bunch of kohanim. You have to know what to do. Okay. Siman Kuf Lamed Hey, Monday night. And we're up to Sifkaton Lamed Zamedvav, thank you, in the Mishnah Berurah. V'chein noyagin to be machmir. Well, we're even more machmir. The Ramah, we had two shitas. We had the Mechaber shita that after you call a Kohen Levi Yisrael, you could call a Kohen or a Levi. You could do whatever you want. The Mishnah Berurah learned like that in the Mechaber, although he brought down shitas that learned in the Mechaber that after you call a Kohen Levi Yisrael, you can call again the set, Kohen Levi Yisrael. You can't just do what you want. Then the Ramah said, that's not our minhag. Our minhag is to stick to after you call up Shiva Kruim, then we call up Kohanim, and certainly from after we can call up Kohanim, all of them. So the Mishnah Berurah, V'chein Noagin, we're machmir with these less shitas, although B'mokam Tzairach U'Dechak, like the family that came from America, and they're all Kohanim, and they want Aliyahs. But those people, I tell you, I got a problem. Those people usually are people that can't read along in the Sefer Torah. So you got another problem, which I don't know how you resolve. But it's usually the same people. So So the Mishnah Berurah says, B'levush Kosav, which was a Sefer written after the Ramah, the Kahayom, nowadays we are even more machmir. And we don't even call up a Kohen Levi if the Shiva Kruim have been called up. Only Achron or Mastir. Only the very last Aliyah, assuming it's not Shvi'i, of course. We're talking that there's Hosafos. So only the very last one and Mastir. That's Mishnah Berurah of Kotten Lamed Vav, Ubelavush Kosov the Kahayom nowadays. Afilu Lacha Shiva Kruim, if the all seven, Ain't on a Noggin LaCrow, some Elula Achron Shebohem. V'chein l'mafter, v'chein atiku sh'ar achronim, achronim adopted this shita of the Levush. And the Levush gives a reason that we really are always afraid that people will say that the Kohen is a non-Kohen or the Levi is not a Levi, because he's not getting his regular Aliyah. But achron was always considered the very... So we said already the reason of the other shitas that we learned about, why they're not choshesh that will happen. We learned that when we learned those shitas. But the Levush says, we're afraid. So only Achron. Achron was always considered like a super chashav aliyah. And if a Kohen was nifgam in any way, or a Levi was nifgam, was flawed, there's no way we would give him such a chashav aliyah. We just wouldn't do it. It's like a real chashav aliyah. So that's why Achron's okay. Ki yadu rabba b'doros halalu mechashvin Achron chashav mikulam. We reserve the last Aliyah, which is Shvi, for the kids.
Shvi, but the last Aliyah,
that's why we do it out of the last Aliyah. Levishu Messiah Parsha, that was considered the most Choshev Aliyah. The one that was Messiah the Parsha was considered the most Choshev Aliyah. I don't know, the most Choshev, but very Choshev. Oh yeah, he says Choshev Mikulam. He says, people consider it, so bigger than Shishi, bigger than Kohen, maybe. I don't know. But the Gadol Shebet Tziva, Karam Achron, they would call the biggest guy, they would give the Choshevs, the guy in Shul, they would give him the last Aliyah, the one that finished the Parsha. Even though there's Maftir afterwards, but Maftir doesn't count because there's Kaddish in between, and Maftir doesn't count itself because it's like the first Aliyah Maftir, because you're starting a new laning. So that's why you can give him Maftir.
But, Chazak?
What?
Chazak is even more at the same time.
If Chazak is not Shvi,
Bafilu
Ma'achron Hoyagamkin Kohen, you could even have Achron Kohen and Master Kohen, because there's a hefsek between them of Kaddish, so there's no problem. Akan Lashon Alavush. Umikomakom Bamokom Tzorech, Gagon Sheishne Chasanim, Vishushbinim, you know, everybody brings their entourage into town. Kohanim, Levium, didn't start here. Chokin is a partial Vishnayim, the Mishnah Berurah gives an eight, so you know what would be a really cool thing to do? Give all seven aliyahs and then start, instead of just doing like already the chumrah of Kohen Levi Yisrael, which according to the Mishnah Berurah is a chumrah, because the most kal shita according to the Mishnah Berurah is that if the Kohen Levi Yisrael, you can do what you want. and doing Kohen Levi Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael is already a Chumra. But the Mishbura now is suggesting, you know, you really want to be frum, give 7 aliyahs, and then start again, and start Kohen Levi Yisrael, and like give another 7.
You have to give 7. If they give 14, probably.
That's what he says. Mitzchila Koren Shiva Gabri L'Chad. Oh no, he doesn't say you have to give another 7. Start the new set after 7, not after 3. That's his like Chiddush now. That's his like Chumra. Don't start the new set after 3, start it after 7. Okay. When you take out 3 Sifrei Torah, so you could. Mishabur is giving you the answer to the riddle, like Jeopardy. He's giving you the answer. You can have 3 Kohanim in a row, because one could be Chasam Torah, and one could be Chasam Bracious, and one could be Maftir. There's nothing wrong with it being 3 Kohanim in a row, because they're all reading a different Sefer Torah. So, Abu Barash Chodesh Teves, Shechol B'Shabbos, where there's also 3 Sfarim. So there you can't give a Kohen the last Aliyah in the first Sefer, because you didn't finish laning yet. It's not the last Aliyah of the day's laning. The day's laning, right, is when you have like Rosh Chodesh Teves, so the day's laning is, we don't make Hosafos, so we call 6 from the first Sefer, and the 7th Aliyah will be Yom HaShabbos of Rosh Chodesh. Maftir is Hanukkah. So, but the day's laning, no matter, even if you hold you could make Hosafos, Mishnevurah rather holds you could make Hosafos, but it's still the first 2 Sifrei Torah are the laning of the day, and then there's Maftir, which is Hanukkah.
Why isn't the third one?
It's not like Chasam Torah, Chasam Bracious. Here, the first 2 Sifrei Torah are connected. It's like one Hemshech.
Why isn't the third one connected?
The third one's Maftir. You said Kaddish before. Yeah, that's Maftir. That's automatically separate.
Even though it's like a Shiva.
That's automatically separate because you've said Kaddish. So there, you can't give a Kayan the last Aliyah in the first Sefer. But if you made Hoysophos, you can give him the second Sefer. If it's after 7 and you've made your Hoysophos, because the Mishnah Berurah holds you could make Hoysophos. That happens to me in Machoikos Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan. It's one of the cases of Aruch HaShulchan's Machmer. Aruch HaShulchan's hold in such Shabbosim, like Rosh Chodesh Teves or Rosh Chodesh Ador, Parsha Shkolim, you have to call 6 and 1, because you have to show that the second Sefer is Mechoivus Hayoin. So he holds you're not allowed to make Hoysophos. Even people that annoy you can make Hoysophos, but on such Shabbosim they cannot make Hoysophos in the first Sefer, because they have to have Shvi'i in the second Sefer. But the Mishbura holds you could. So he holds you could give a Koyen in the second Sefer, but not the last of the first. You're finishing the Kriya in the second Sefer, where you're reading Uviyom HaShabbos and Uvrashei Chodshechem. The Sefer Shal Achrav Shekorim B'Shal Chanukah, that's already Maftir, so you can give a Kohen that Aliyah, so no problem. V'chein B'Shabbos Shal Parsha Shkolem, Parsha V'Chodesh, Chol B'Rish Chodesh, same thing, you can't call a Kohen the same, Cheshbonus, you can only give a Kohen in the second Sefer to complete the Aliyah, if it's a Hisopah, if it's after 7, and you can give a Maftir. Okay, I'm up to Sif Kotten Lamed Zion in the Mishnah Berurah, where the Ramah says, V'mokam Tzayruchu Dechak, you can go with the most Kal Shita, which according to the Mishnah Berurah is that if the Kohen Levi be Yisrael, you can do what you want. Going to Simchas Torah, he says, we do this every Simchas Torah. We split up. After you give Kohen Levi Yisrael, you just give out the aliyahs. We don't look at what are you, who are you. You can call a Kohen Levi however you want, like the Mechaber. The Da, but now the Mishnah Berurah, like, you know, he doesn't want to be so makil, because even if you're going to be Tainuch on the first Svara of the Mechaber, but remember there were those that learned in the Mechaber that it didn't mean if the Kohen Levi Yisrael you could do what you want. It meant if the Kohen Levi Yisrael you could do again Kohen Levi Yisrael. That was what he brought down B'Shem the Gra and others. He didn't learn like that in the Mechaber. We saw in the Shar Tziyun, the uncharacteristically long Shar HaTziyun, but the Gra did learn like that, so therefore he's suggesting being Machmir. Even if you're being maker like the Machaber, but being Machmer like the Shita, that you're going to do Kohen Levi Yisrael, and then again Kohen Levi Yisrael. You're not just going to do what you want after Kohen Levi Yisrael. Yesh Harbi Yishanav Achreinen, Shesoyvin Shein Lohokel, Likras Kohen Levi Bialmo, Elim Ken Yasu Seder Chodesh, Kohen Levi Yisrael. The Bezeh Ein Lachos Lefigma Klal, there won't be a Pagama B'Kohen, because there's a Levi reading after him. So, That's the best thing to do, even as you're being Makil, but at least do another Sidra of Kayan Levi Yisrael. So that's important to know. If it ever comes up, there's an Ufruf and there's people here, Kohanim, so the Mishnah suggests strongly, even if you're being Makil, to do the Chumra Dikka Kula and do Kayan Levi Yisrael, Kayan Levi Yisrael.
But Simcha Torah we do five.
Simcha Torah I don't think we bother. Maybe we do. I don't know.
You do five. And then you go back. And
yeah, after five, you do what you want. But that's already.
I mean, you don't do.
That's already the remote. That's already just not the lavush. If you do five aliyahs, and then you're doing hoisafos, so then doing whatever you want is not even the most kula dekashita. Now you're doing the remote chumra. You're just not doing the lavush's chumra of only achra, but you're doing the remote chumra that. You first have to give all the aliyahs of the day, which on Yom Tov would be five, and then you can do what you want. So that's already a chumrah. Okay.
But then why do you have to keep it in order?
After the five?
Yeah.
No. According to the Ramah, well, that was the Mishnah Berurah's suggestion. That would be like an eretz chumrah. I think people, we do try to do that. We do try after the first five aliyahs of Simchas Torah, and then you call a kayin again. We try to get a levi after the kayin. That's a nice touch. That's what we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah now. That's a nice way to do it.
You don't have to give kayin twice?
After the first five, no. Not after the first five. No, after the first five, then with Simchas on the sheet that you can do what you want. So you don't have to give the kayin would not get two aliyahs. Good to know. Okay, important to know. Sifkon Yud Aleph, Yesh Misha Oimer, this happens. Shem Korah HaKazan Koyen Oilevi. They call up the Koyen or the Levi, the Ein Osham. He's not there, or he's a Milishman Esrei or something like that. So, another Koyen comes up. So you don't call the other Koyen by name. He just walks over and takes the Aliyah. Lo Yikol Acher B'Shem. Mishum Pigmo Shol Kohen, because Mishum Pigmo Shol Rishon, this would be like announcing, people will say, oh, they called him up, he didn't come, you know, so he's no good, they called someone else, it's a pagam, so therefore he just walks up to people, you know, they hear a name being called, and they see someone getting an aliyah.
By Yisrael you don't say that?
By Yisrael you don't say that, because there's no pagam that would prevent the Yisrael from getting an aliyah. A mamzer can get an aliyah. So therefore you could call a guy up. The Achronim ask that as a question, and they don't really answer it. And I guess the answer is that in the olden days, Machal Shabbos would be in shul. There wasn't so much. What should you do, Lamaisa? You can say we're not chayshish for that. We don't have to make up. I don't think we have to make up our own chashoshes. I saw it brought down that the Achronim asked that as a question. You mechavim to the question that Achronim asked. I don't think it's necessary to give an answer. You know, it wasn't matzui. It's not matzui. So we don't have to extrapolate and make that tzushdel. Okay, so therefore, that's what the Mechaber says. That if you call the Kohen or a Levi up and he's not there or he can't take the Aliyah for whatever reason, a different person goes to the... you don't call someone else up. Someone just walks over and makes the bracha. Now, the Acher Yala Miyatzmo. The Chayin Ogu, the Ramah says, Shliyachtimu Shuhu Kohen, Yochol Likr Koyanachal Torah. Like, who would ever think this would be a problem? The Ramon is implying that there would, if the Gabbai is a Koyan, like there's a Pagam, what's he giving someone else an Aliyah for? Why isn't he taking it for himself? So he says there's no problem. Okay, let's do the Mishnah Berurah on Sukkot Yud Aleph. Koyan Oilevi, Abel B'Yisroel, that's not a problem. So sometimes it happens. I mean, I've seen it often in shul. Not often. I've seen it happen in shul that they call someone up and he's not there. So someone else walks up and they don't call him up. Like, they know this halacha, but they don't know it well. Because the halacha is that by Yisrael, you could call the second person up. Because there's no pagan. Even a mamzer can get an aliyah. So what are people going to say? By a kind of lady, you can't, because people will say that you found out they were puzzled. There's other things on. What? I think I saw in a sefer that why aren't you afraid? Like, people will say he refused the aliyah. which is one of the things that are makatsa yom of shaladon. If you get an aliyah and you didn't take it, that would apply to yourself too. The eino shom, the most according to spalel. Oh, I'm sorry. If he's davening, you could give out the second aliyah to another kohen b'shem because everybody sees he's davening. They're laughing at him. And you can be sure that the ones that don't see him get it pointed out to them very quickly by other people.
The one who comes up has to be a kohen, maybe?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. B'shem pigmo, the sovuk shenol, the b'zokach shu pogum. Because I would imagine, wait, let's say he's the only kohen. He's the only kohen, so what? If he's not there, then now a Yisrael comes up. I don't know, I would also say you don't call up the Yisrael.
Well, you can go up your aliyah, even the middle of the davening.
What?
Well, you can go up your aliyah, even the middle of the davening.
Well, first of all, he might be Shimon Esrei he's talking. First of all. Second of all, if a kohen's in Birchas Kriya Shema, you're not supposed to give him an aliyah. It's only b'diavad, if you gave him the aliyah, he's allowed to go up and make the bracha. But you're not supposed to give him the aliyah. B'shem pigmo, the yisbu shenoda b'toch kashu pogum. Kosva achrenim, if the son's there, you can give the son an aliyah calling out the name, because if he would be pogum, then the son would be pogum. Yala me'atzmo. He says the Shari Ephraim writes that if this happened by Achron or Maftir, then you could call up the second guy, the Kohen or Levi, because no one's going to say he's pogum, because so what if he's pogum? He can get Achron or Maftir. So it's only by Kohen or Levi. Yochol Likro, the Gabbai can give other Kohanim Levim an aliyah. Then Chayshim Zalapigma shall re'atzmo, because people will realize he can't take the aliyah himself, that's Chazerish. And then those guys will never get an aliyah. Open Mokum Shekainan Mitzvah Aliyah Slatorah. Bakona HaMitzvah Zukainan Levi. This is an interesting case. They're auctioning off the aliyahs. And a Kohen or Levi bought the aliyah, they're allowed to be the chabe, the different Kohen or Levi. Because people know that a lot of times people buy aliyahs and they're mechabe to others. So there's no pagam. But wait, what about if Yisrael walks over? There's no other Kohanim in shul. And Yisrael walks over. So I think, why aren't we? Well, no, you don't call him up. That's true. You don't call him up. Why aren't you afraid? I don't know, it's funny, you know, like funny thing. Sometimes you see Chazal are afraid that people will say he's a Kohen. Oh, but then a Levi won't get the next Aliyah. So people, that's why a Levi doesn't go after a Yisrael. Because we don't want people saying that the Yisrael is a Kohen. Okay, we'll stop here. I have to go to something. I don't know.